Chair, USCIB believes that Article 5 goes to the core of the human rights challenge that we're facing in many places, namely lack of effective enforcement. Article 5 highlights the role of states to provide judicial and executive elements that can ensure that complainants' rights are protected. Yet, the reality is that many states lack the capacity to deliver on this. The root causes here are development and structural factors, lack of funding, weak governance, and weak rule of law, as well as corruption. This draft treaty does not provide a solution for these fundamental problems. It would benefit us all if the draft treaty more clearly reflected this reality. Also, allow me to comment on 5.2 specifically. The scope of this treaty should not include the persons, groups, or organizations that defend the environment, and this reference should therefore be omitted. And let me be very clear here, there is important work being done when it comes to advocacy on the environment, but that's not really the mandate of this working group, and there is no international consensus on what environmental rights constitute. Lastly, in 5.4, the requirement for states to adopt precautionary measures pending the resolution of a case presumes some level of extrajudicial process without sufficient explanation, and this goes against the well-recognized concept of due process. I thank you.